Dictation for James, James Cooley, COOLEY, December 1636. Address as a letter. To Dr. Kia, C-H-Y-A-H, Averick, A, V as in Victor, E-R-I-C-K, 6298145. Dear Dr. Averick, consultation for Mr. Cooley with recent prostate cancer, acute kidney injury, and apparently obstructed uropathy. He has an indwelling Foley catheter, bilateral ureteral stent, there is apparently bone metastasis to the pelvis, already seeing Dr. Akat, AKKAD, and to see Dr. Fireman, F-I-R-E-M-A-N, for potential radiotherapy. Extremely weight loss, probably 50 pounds, appetite is poor, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, stools are dark from iron but no bleeding, Foley catheter change apparently every month, and ureteral stents every 6 weeks. Presently no cloudiness, no fever, no abdominal back pain. Presently no edema, mobility is restricted, feeling tired, no energy and weak, no recent fall, denies the use of oxygen, inhalers or CPAP machine, denies chest pain palpitation, denies increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension, prior atrial fibrillation with presyncope, has been anticoagulated, has a pacemaker, aortic valve disease with aortic valve replacement, according to family member, within the last 1 year, prior history of coronary artery disease, three vessel, like 18 years ago. He denies any history of carotid artery disease or peripheral vascular disease, lower extremities. He denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion. He's not aware of anemia, no liver problems, no pneumonia, no kidney stones. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine or recurrent infection. Next paragraph. Surgeries, including bilateral lens implant, most of the upper teeth removed, lumbar back procedure, right-sided pleural effusion thoracocentesis, cystoscopy, prostate bladder biopsy. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he started smoking age 16, 17, at least one pack per day, discontinued at the age of 52, few years off smoking, then started chewing tobacco, does drink beer in a regular basis. Next paragraph, present medications include amlodipine combined with olmesartan, O-L-M-E-S-A-R-T-A-N, Eliquis, Lipitor, aspirin, HCTC, metoprolol, Flomax, iron and B12. Next paragraph, no family history for kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 109, blood pressure 108 over 50 on the left, 100 over 50 on the right, severe muscle wasting, no adipose tissue, skin and bones, no muscles. He's bald, no hair, has a few teeth on the bottom, normal eye movements, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Lungs are distant. COPD abnormalities, no consolidation, pleural effusion, has a pacemaker on the left side that appears irregular. No palpable liver spleen, no ascites masses tenderness, indwelling Foley catheter, no peripheral edema, decreased peripheral pulses, no gangrene, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries. PSA elevated at 69. Anemia 10.7 with a normal white blood cell platelet and MCV of 96. Presently normal kidney function. Few months back, creatinine was as high as 5.2. Normal sodium potassium, elevated bicarbonate. Calcium corrected for albumin will be normal low, glucose in the lower hundreds. Recent normal ferritin, low saturation 18% with a normal B12 folic acid. There is a recent echocardiogram. Preserved ejection fraction 60%, enlargement of atria, moderate mitral regurgitation, the presence of a bioprosthetic aortic valve. There is calcification mitral valve with moderate stenosis, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. There is also recent CT scan, PET scan. There is uptake on the pelvis area, on the sacrum. And there is prior left-sided frontal encephalomalacia. Patient and daughter mentioned that he did not have a stroke, but there was a history of trauma with fracture of the skull, building a silo, a hammer from high distance height fell over him. The CAT scan also shows extensive atherosclerosis on the coronary arteries. With a prior apparently bypass surgery. The prior hydronephrosis resolved with the presence of the bilateral ureteral stent. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient had prior acute kidney injury at the time of obstructed uropathy from prostate cancer, for what he has indwelling Foley catheter and bilateral ureteral stents. He's being worked up with oncology and radiotherapy for the next step. The kidney function has resolved back to normal. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is apparently potential bone metastasis. Concerned about the very low blood pressure, and that probably applies because of severe weight loss. You might consider discontinue HCTC, NORVAS, and probably also ARB olmesartan. At this moment, there is no active kidney issues. I will not need to see him again. Continue management of his other medical issues. All questions answered, patient and daughter, end of dictation.